This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The candidate list for Chicago's first ever school board election is pretty much set. Of the 47 people who initially filed paperwork to run, only 32 are left officially on the ballot. Some withdrew, while others were subject to successful petition challenges. The Chicago Board of Elections ruled on the final petition challenges yesterday. Candidates have until September 3rd to appeal the decision. This November, voters will elect 10 school board members, each representing one geographic area, and the mayor will appoint 11 others. Even with those dropped from the ballot, all voting districts have at least two candidates. District 4, which includes Lakeview and Lincoln Park, has the most candidates at 6. Last night, the Chicago Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability held a special hearing on traffic stop reform. In Chicago, there is a growing demand for the end of so-called pretextual traffic stops. Critics say these are stops where drivers are pulled over for low-level offenses as an excuse to fish for other criminal activity. Frank Baumgartner is a professor at UNC Chapel Hill. He talked about the impact of reform.
Pulling back on pretextual traffic stop is going to have very little effect on crime, but it's going to have a great effect on community trust and community engagement with the police.
In recent years, several other police departments across the country have adopted limitations to traffic stops for minor non-moving violations. Dozens of Democratic National Convention attendees are reporting that they've tested positive for COVID-19. The Sun-Times reports there are no official numbers to quantify the spread of COVID at the DNC, only evidence through multiple social media posts. Sun-Times reporter Brett Chase says people coming down with the virus is not a surprise.
You hear anecdotally, like somebody knew somebody and somebody said they had a bunch of friends that were, got infected. And that's because the new vaccine wasn't out and we're still waiting for it here in Chicago. But the virus has mutated over last year. And so the old vaccine isn't really going to cut it. You got to get a new vaccine.
Both city and state health officials tell the Sun-Times that they don't consider the positive tests from the DNC to be an outbreak. Chicago's multifamily housing developers are disproportionately white and male. That's according to new research from nonpartisan think tank Urban Institute. Researchers say only 17% of the city's developers are people of color, and the figure for women is even smaller, just 12%. Jorge Gonzalez Hermoso with the Urban Institute says this matters for two reasons.
There's a housing shortage that has created this affordability crisis, and we need everyone who can participate to participate. It's also about equity in opportunity for entrepreneurs.
He says policymakers can bring more minority and female multifamily housing developers into the fold by reducing bureaucratic barriers and making capital more accessible. Some more things you should know today. 9 complaints were filed against Chicago police for their conduct during the 4 days of the Democratic National Convention last week. 2 of the complaints involve allegations of excessive force by officers. The others involve unprofessional conduct, civil rights violations, and alleged personnel or operation violations. In comparison, the city of Chicago saw almost 600 complaints lodged against police officers during the civil unrest of 2020. The Chicago Bears have set their official 53-man roster to begin the season. Yesterday was the deadline across the NFL to trim preseason rosters down ahead of the regular season. The Bears had to cut 23 players to meet the 53-player limit. This included some Hard Knocks fan favorites like offensive lineman Theo Benedet, wide receiver Colin Johnson, and quarterback Austin Reed. But the team does have 16 open spots on the practice squad, so some of the players who were cut could be back soon. Today's weather, it was a dark and stormy night. Trees and branches are down in the northern suburbs, and there are some scattered power outages. There will be scattered thunderstorms, especially this afternoon, and there's a chance for severe weather, and the high will be 82 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and similar temperatures. That's it for now. Coming up later today, the Early Birds Club has more parties planned through the end of the year. We'll hear from the event's creators.
The way I usually describe it is that it's a dance party for women that starts early and ends early because we all value our sleep.
Mm-hmm. Susie Lee and Laura Baginski talk about the inspiration for Early Birds Club and how to get a ticket. That's at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.